One very interesting fact about Noah's flood is the way it is referred to by very different cultures. The flood is described in Greek legends, in the Shatapatha, Brahmana, and Mahabharata epics of India, in certain legends from Wales, in the Scandinavian Nordic epic Edda, in Lithuanian legends, and in tales of Chinese origin. How could these ancient civilizations, far distant from one another, and with no means of exchanging ideas, have come by such convergent accounts regarding the flood? The answer is clear. All these civilizations must have obtained similar information regarding it. This is clear evidence that they obtained information from a divine source. The flood was a lesson given to various civilizations by many prophets as a deterrent, and thus became part of different cultures. Yet each time, the texts were altered from their original forms. The truth has thus been lost among mystical and mythological ideas. The Quran is the only remaining source that is in substantial agreement with the findings of empirical observation. That is because the Quran was revealed from the presence of God and is under His special protection. It is therefore out of the question for it ever to change and depart from its true essence. God reveals this in a verse. It is we who have sent down the reminder, and we who will preserve it.